Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 58 degrees.
With G8 Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 61 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 65 degrees.
November 8, Delta Tango monitoring.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Partly sunny. 78 degrees.
November 8th, Mike, this is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Victor Bravo. November 8th, Mike, this is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Victor Bravo.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly cloudy, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy, 79 degrees.
KE8UQU mobile.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 79 degrees.
Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 78 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 76 degrees.
AV8XL, KC80PQ. AV8XL, KC80PQ. KC80PQ, clear.
KC8EPQ.
KC8EPQ, Claire. Collins. This is KC8BPQ. The name is Roger.
Roger, the call sign on this side is K0BWP. K0 bent water pipe over here in Carroll.
I think I got it. K0BW, whoops, it came off the table. Is that a P, a B?
Roger, Kilo. It's K0, Bravo Whiskey Papa. K0, Bravo Whiskey Papa.
K0, Bravo Whiskey Papa. Well, nice to make your acquaintance. It's been a long time for me. I'm trying to get my shack up and going. Been down for like 3 years or something like that. I haven't talked much. Matter of fact, I haven't talked at all hardly. Yeah. I have all kinds of bugs over here. I don't know what's going on. My D-Star's down. My HF, I know why that's down. I've got a cut wire out there. But, yeah, the name here is Roger, if I didn't mention that. And I'm in Clifford, so we're not too far apart.
Well, if you're downtown Clifford, and I'm over here in Carroll, we're not doing too bad into the that repeater.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Yeah, I was thinking about taking a ride up to Carroll a couple of days ago on my motorcycle, but instead I went down and saw an old friend, an old ham friend, and bugged him for a little while. Didn't announce my coming, I just beat on his door. Well, that was a little nice of me.
Yeah, I normally hang out on the Carroll 660 repeater. Got extra class, so I never know where I'll end up.
Well, I was going to ask you about the same thing. I can't get no noise. You're the first one I've talked to. I haven't gotten any noise out of anything. I mean, I don't think this is hooked up to North Branch anymore. And I used to stand by North Branch because it was linked into the LaFerre machine. But I don't think that's the case anymore. I got my DMR going, and nothing there. Made a few calls throughout the day, still nothing. That doggone D-Star, it's just not powering up. I don't know what's wrong with it. It was fine when I left 3 years ago. But now it just won't power up. I keep playing with it.
Oh, hey, we're trying out a radio, so I got to get back over to the other vehicle and see what we got. So, nice talking to you, Roger. BK0BWP, the old bent water pipe over here in Carroll. First person will be John. We'll be 73, clear on your final.
Okay, real good. That was Big John?
Roger. Correct on the John. Julian Oscar, November.
Okay, John, I appreciate you coming back. It's nice to know that this thing's working. 7-3, have a good evening. KC8EPQ, we'll be clear.
Anybody listening this evening, this is November 8, Delta Tango, mobile on I-75.
Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 72 degrees.
KI5, DTE, listening. Copy, nurse, KI5, DTE, clear.
KFA-COT, mobile.
KA-DYS.
KAPO Mobile.
This is KAPYS. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir, I do. How you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for asking. Just starting to rain here. We just got inside. I was doing a little project out in the shop, and now I'm winding down. Got to get up early. I haven't been on the radio much lately. Been busy. So I came inside and started searching around for some stuff I could program into this radio. It only had a few in it. So, I'm up there in Harrison on a base. I figured I could get into this one. I always have before. Hope you had a good day. And tomorrow's Friday, so hopefully you get to start your weekend.
Roger that. I'm just heading home from Myers and had to get a couple of supplies. We have a leak on our porch, and it's going to be raining pretty hard the next couple of days, so I'm working on tarping it off and had to get the tarp and all of that, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good and all of that. No big deal. KAPPL Mobile.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's unfortunate, but yeah, it's not a huge deal. You can get her patched up, I'm sure, real soon. Is that K8GPL George Papa Lima?
Actually, it's EPL, Echo Papa Lima.
Echo Papa Lima. All right, cool. K8 Echo Papa Lima. All right, I'll try to remember that. I don't have a pen right here. Otherwise, I'd write you down. You got Ryan here. It's Kilo 8 Delta Yankee Sierra. And I reside in Harrison here. And we're working on getting a guy set up in Midland there. He lives right in town. He's been licensed for, I believe, close to 20 years, but he's just hasn't been on the radio in quite some time. But we got a couple tower sections and some pipe, and we're going to throw up a radio. Got a Yaesu. I'm using the 2980 right now. I've got a pile of radios here. I don't know. I just go crazy with them. I don't know why, but I got a radio and just about everything, and all my family has them, and I've probably got 20 or 30 little 2-meter radios laying around here. I kind of just collect them. But anyway, the 2980 is a pretty dang good radio. That's what I'm on right now. So we got him one of those, and he's got a, I believe, an X510. I told him he might as well, if you got the money, you might as well get the best, best gain and bang for your buck. So hopefully you guys get to hear some of him. We'll probably jump on a little bit here and there. But anyway, I'm gonna eat some watermelon. I got some watermelon from my dad. Super good. And relax. I gotta get up at 4 a.m. man. So throw me your name and we'll try to remember you. Probably won't, but we'll try anyway. You got Ryan here, K8DYS. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Ryan. The name here is Eric, Echo Romeo India Charlie. Quick question for you, if you don't mind, before you go. Do you have any G-Star handhelds?
No, I don't have any handhelds. I have a couple of handhelds, but no G-Star. I just have a couple older models and I do have an Anytone. That's the newest one, but I use them for DMR, and there's a couple repeaters up north that I use them with. But now, sorry, I don't have anything D-Star, actually. Mostly just analog, and most of the radios I have, I just keep on hand for spares. We use them quite a bit when we go up in the UP and stuff, so like to swap them out and stuff like that. What, I didn't even think there was any D-Star repeaters around.
Well, I'm in the Flint area, and there's a couple of D-Stars in my area here, but, you know, I'm just, just asking out of curiosity, I guess. You know, I'm wanting to get on, I have a D-Star mobile, wanting to get a D-Star handheld, and I want to get an DMR radio eventually, but, you know, that's what I'm looking for, and, you know, but, you know, there's one here in Flint, there's a D-Star repeater in Flint, there's one in Lapeer, I use the two a little bit, but out where my girlfriend lives, there's quite a bit of D-Star out there, too.
Oh, interesting, huh. Yeah, I can't really reach down that far. My garage tower is 75 feet. That's about as high as I could go here. The trees and stuff kind of restricts me. Otherwise, I'd go higher. I could probably go higher. It's just, there's just not a lot of room here. I could go with like a tower, but I have a full tilt over pipe that I made. And I wanted to go like 90, but it's just not gonna do it. So I could probably reach some of them if I was a little higher. But right now we're on the house about 50 foot to the bottom of the antenna, and I gotta, hopefully before winter I can get the feed line fixed up. But that's interesting about the D-Star. I've never used them. Lots of fusion stuff going on. So, but. I got some all-star stuff going on here, and a couple buddies up north, we jam out on that. It works pretty dang good. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, if you ever get interested in that, I know quite a bit about that. So, all right, we're going to go eat some watermelon, dude. Eric, you have a good night. Be safe driving home, and, yeah, the rain's on the way. It's just sprinkling here, so you got a little time left. Good luck. K8BYS. We'll be clear on your final once more, and have a good night.
Yeah, have a good night, Ryan. Didn't mean to keep you. But, yeah, fusion's kind of an interest of mine, too, but I kind of want to just stick with one thing for right now. But, anyway, I'll let you go. You have a great night, and 73s. This is K8EPL signing off.
KE8RZ Alpha.
Good evening. 21 hours. 70 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Zulu Alpha.
KFABTI testing.
That sounds like that's working. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Zulu Alpha. Sounds good. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Zulu Alpha. Testing. The last transmission was broken and unreadable. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Zulu Alpha.
discussion.
Hey, something ending in I. Something ending in I. It's, I'm not sure, maybe a guess what's wrong, but it's broken. It's broken there. T-E-8-R-Z Alpha.
Good evening. 22 hours. 71 degrees.
November Foxtrot in Quebec, listening. November Foxtrot in Quebec, listening.
Good evening. 23 hours. 70 degrees.